This is an AMI podcast.
Welcome to Voices of the Walrus on AMI Audio, where professional readers give voice to articles from Canada's best general interest magazine. I'm your host, Roger Ashby. Will a Canadian team ever win the Stanley Cup again? Norma Wick reads Ask a Hockey Expert by William Foster, as told to Sam Riches. William Foster is a professor of management at the University of Alberta and a long-suffering fan of the Edmonton Oilers.
I'm Norma Wick. This is a Q&A interview titled Ask a Hockey Expert by William Foster, as told to Sam Riches. Hockey is hailed as Canada's sport, yet no Canadian teams has won the Stanley Cup since the Montreal Canadiens' victory over the Los Angeles Kings in 1993. We asked William Foster, a professor at the University of Alberta, whose research interests include the management and performance of professional hockey teams, what it would take to end the nearly three-decade dry spell. Question: Canada is having its longest losing streak in the 104-year history of the NHL. Are Canadian hockey teams getting worse? A Canadian team did make it to the finals for three consecutive years between 2004 and 2007, and again last season. The league-wide salary cap, which was introduced in 2005, helped with that. In the years prior, teams with higher revenues, many of which were American, could spend more on salaries, meaning they could sign all of the top players. During that time, Canadian teams wouldn't even make it into the playoffs. Now, they regularly do. But the salary cap still isn't particularly useful if you've got bad team management, as the Ottawa Senators have been criticized for, or can't procure the right players. Question: Canadian teams that have managed to acquire some of the best players in the league still haven't been able to win. Why? There are certain sports, like basketball, where a single player can have a significant impact on team performance. In the NBA, players can stay on the court for the whole game, so someone like LeBron James could play 48 minutes and decide an outcome by himself. Hockey is more of a team sport. The last two seasons' league MVPs have been from the Edmonton Oilers, but that hasn't helped them win because a superstar forward like Connor McDavid will likely play only between 18 and 25 minutes in a regular season game. This means that there are 35 to 40 minutes in a game when star players are off the ice. Thus, they need to rely more on the other players. In terms of procuring those players, it becomes more difficult in places like Alberta and Ontario, where taxes are higher and take-home pay is much lower than in, say, Florida or Texas, where there's no state income tax. Question: Right now, only 7 of the 32 teams in the NHL are Canadian. The league has added new teams every few years, the most recent being the Seattle Kraken this season. Do you think there's room for expansion in Canada? The NHL is a gate-driven league, meaning that, unlike in the NFL, MLB, and NBA, which make most of their money from television contracts, the majority of revenue comes from game attendance. Having a strong local fan base to fill an arena is key. There has been talk about getting a second team in Toronto. There has also been talk about returning to Quebec City. But there are U.S. markets that would be far more viable. They have more fans there. However, because of the losses that have happened last year as a result of COVID-19, I don't think there's going to be an appetite for another expansion anywhere for at least a few years. Question: Do you predict that a Canadian team will win the Cup again anytime soon? I think, eventually, you will see a Canadian team win. Statistically, it should happen. Oakland Athletics executive Billy Bean, of Moneyball fame, has talked about how you can use all the stats in the world to develop your team over a season, but when you get to a playoff series, all bets are off. A bad play, a bad bounce, a hot goalie, all of that can create a situation where it's not the best team that's winning. It's the team that has the most luck. That was a Q&A interview titled Ask a Hockey Expert by William Foster, as told to Sam Riches. I'm Norma Wick.
You've been listening to Voices of the Walrus on AMI Audio. produced by Don Dickinson. Audio engineering by Sam Robinson and Bill Shackleton. The manager of AMI Audio is Andy Frank, and I'm your host, Roger Ashby. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider giving us a rating and review and subscribe for more.
I'm Jenny Bovard. Join me monthly for Low Vision Moments, where I speak with awesome guests about some of the amusing things that happen when you're blind or partially sighted. Watch on YouTube or download Low Vision Moments from your favorite podcast distributor.